It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast, available, of course, every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple and wherever you get your podcast from. It is a Thursday morning, the 13th day for December, and we've got an interesting conversation coming up this morning from two different people. As we look at the Dubai real estate market, now we know that there are people leaving from Australia in the new year to take up positions of real estate agents in Dubai. Now the market there has been running super, super hot with development launches, imagine it, taking place almost every day. So we are going to once again catch up with Mario Volpe, who is the king of real estate there in Dubai, a very well-known personality. And the other person that we're going to be talking to is Lillian, who has been a listener of the podcast and decided to move to Dubai to become a real estate agent. Now, Lillian is from the Gold Coast and is an architect. In fact, she's been an architect for 15 years, but that hasn't stopped her from switching careers and starting a brand new one in the UAE. But first, let's come to you, Mario, and ask the question of what should people mainly focus on when they go to Dubai if they are headed from Australia to work in the real estate industry?
Well, the first thing I would say is that don't just come on a whim. You know, come to Dubai, enjoy it as a holiday first. Really check out all the different areas and what Dubai has to offer, because it is a slightly different city when you view it through the eyes of a visitor than when you do when you come here as a, you know, as a resident. So for sure, come and actually explore what the city has to offer. The second thing I would say is, it's about expectation. You know, we've talked about the success stories of what Dubai has had to offer, these launches, selling out, especially on the off plan. You know, the secondary market is going great guns. People are, you know, very successful. However, for every good luck story, we have a hard luck story. I mean, being a real estate agent is tough. You know, getting stock is difficult. Working with owners and landlords is difficult because there are so many agents here. So anybody thinking about coming, they really have to lower their expectations. You know, can you become a millionaire as a real estate agent in Dubai? Yes, of course you can, and there are many of them. But for every one that becomes a millionaire, there are 10, 20, perhaps even 30 who don't even make it. They don't even get to their next deal. It's the gap is too long. So there are many facets to the job. You have to be RERA registered. You have to pass exams. There is a certain standard, obviously, that you have to reach. But of course, people expect to be treated with respect, with professionalism. And sadly, unfortunately, there are some people who are in it for the short game rather than the long game. As most people know now, I'll be in this for 40 years next year. It's a big anniversary. And, you know, don't just do a deal for a deal's sake. Look at the long-term plan. Look at the relationship that you're trying to build with your clients, because repeat business is the most important thing. But certainly expectations, lower them. That would be my advice to anybody coming.
Just a reminder, of course, we don't talk about the real estate industry and becoming a real estate agent through rose-tinted glasses. We are always saying this is the downside. And something to think about potentially, because we talk about it all the time. And I just wonder, Mario, on the upside, whether people, when they hear about all of these projects being sold out, whether they think in their brain, gee, there's a lot of order taking here. I can, you know, land in Dubai. All the developments are selling out within days. Once I go and work for a real estate company, I'm going to be order taking, selling lots of real estate. But no, hang on, just wait a minute, back it up. That's not quite how it works, right?
Exactly, that's not how it works. I mean, there is an element of that, especially when we're talking about off-plan. Off-plan, the real estate agent has to know sufficiently enough to entice a buyer to maybe bring them to the developer's office to have an understanding of what the project has to offer. But I mean, I'm going back now, obviously, when we did have time to bring people to developers' offices and where people had the time to sit and look at plans and discuss. Now, unfortunately, it's not like that. I mean, the kind of marketplace that we're in off plan, there's so much hype around certain projects that actually buyers need to make a decision literally instantly. We're taking expressions of interest before obviously projects are even launched, and people just need to really move very, very quickly. And for some people, that's very alien because, you know, they're saying to us, we're not buying a loaf of bread, we're buying a property. We get that as agents, but unfortunately, there are so many people that are wanting to put down their deposit that if you don't act quickly, then you end up missing out.
Yes, that is one of the unique property aspects to the Dubai real estate market. People have to act quickly. And just to finish up, make sure that you look after yourself with not just exercise, but also eat healthy, because real estate is incredibly demanding. So eating is pretty important.
Well, that's really interesting for you to say that, Craig, because ironically, I don't eat lunch. So I have a very light breakfast. I completely skip lunch because I am so busy. I mean, the day just goes incredibly fast. Meetings, interviews, you know, viewings, all sorts of stuff. And so actually, if I stopped, I would have time, obviously, for lunch, because you've got to make time for lunch. But I choose not to. I power through, and then I just have my meal in the evening. So yeah, it's an interesting point. You've got to not just have a, you know, a fit mind, but you've got to have a fit body as well, because this job literally, apart from when you go to sleep, is 24/7.
Well, great to catch up once again, Mario. Enjoy your Christmas and your new year. And thanks again for coming back on to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning.
Thanks a lot, Craig, and goodbye to all the listeners. Thank you.
Let's explore together the power of real estate. We keep you better informed and updated.
And coming up in just a moment, we are going to be talking to Lillian, who has landed from Australia into the Dubai market, just to find out how her change of career is going. Well, if you like Taylor Swift and her music even better, she is celebrating a birthday today. I was quite surprised just how young she is. She's only turning 33. If you are turning a year older, chances are you might be a little bit older than that. If you are, many happy returns for December the 13th. Jamie Foxx is also celebrating. He's turning 55. Steve Buscemi, the actor, is 65. And can you believe it? Dick Van Dyke, he is still going strong, is turning 97.
It's the main centre forecast.
And around the country, let's check on the weather. First, we go to Sydney, expecting cloud with a mainly fine day, your high of 29. Melbourne expects some wet stuff today, possibility of a thunderstorm, 33 degrees for you. Brisbane, partly cloudy, but a fine day with 30. And in Perth, good morning to you, plenty of sunshine, and the temperature there, 28.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling, and investing across Australia.
So we heard from Mario there in Dubai. Now it's time to catch up with Lillian Lecambion from the Gold Coast, who is an architect, has been for 15 years, but she has switched it up. She has moved to the UAE to become a real estate agent. And Lillian, good morning to you. First off, how is the selling going in this new chosen career of yours?
I've actually had an incredible week, Craig. I'm really excited. So I'm 6 weeks in, a month and a half to real estate and also to Dubai. And I did make my first rental deal this weekend. So I actually had a young lady from Russia in her early 20s who was looking for a one-bed furnished apartment in Dubai Marina. I spent the morning, I took her around four apartments in two buildings. One was Kayan Tower and the other one Damak Heights. And so she took that apartment for 135,000 dirhams for the year in one check. But I have to say, I did notice that it's not just as simple as getting the tenant over the line. It's not like your work stops there. As a real estate broker, you then have to make all the contracts. So there's, of course, the ajari that you have to deal with. There were a lot of questions from the tenant, things about setting up the DEWA, which is the Dubai Electrical and Water Authority. She wanted to know how to register the ajari officially, which means you have to go into the office. This can sometimes take a few hours. And one extra thing, the tenant really wanted a coffee machine and a microwave to be included in the deal. So we were able to get that over the line for her. So I was really excited to make my first rental.
All right, so that's great news. So that is your first deal. So that is congratulations. But it doesn't stop there. The good news continues. You've only been going 6 weeks and you've made a property deal.
I have. I also made a sale. So it feels like once you make one, the ball just starts rolling. I have a client from Sweden who I've actually been working with solidly for about a month, and I've been trying really hard to present him good properties. And then he's been coming back and forth from Sweden and the rest of the world traveling for work. So while he's been here, I've taken him on about 2.5 days of viewing. And one benefit of buying in an older building is that you do actually get this square footage. They actually ended up selecting an apartment that's 2 bedrooms. It's 1,525 square feet, which is really, really generous. Yes, it is older, but the quality of construction has been tried and tested. This building is part of the tallest block in the world. It's got one of the best infinity pools in the marina. And then I showed them the apartment on Friday night, and we just made a deal yesterday, which I'm really excited about. But then I have to say, as I spoke about previously with the rental, it's the contracts that are the really tricky part of the deal, actually. So we had to add some special conditions. They wanted, of course, to have a structural and mechanical, electrical, plumbing check beforehand, just to see if there's any kind of damage. And look, this is something that is probably recommended because, of course, you don't want any surprises. So they've put in a clause that says if there's anything that's found that requires fixing that costs more than 50,000 dirhams, then they have the right to either back out or change the purchase price. So as an architect, I think it really supports them because I'm able to go along to this building inspection and understand what the building inspector is talking about and then relay that back to the client.
That's a great little clause to have in there when you're doing your due diligence. Makes a lot of sense. If you put a dollar value in terms of anything that needs to be rectified, it gives the buyer the option to cancel the contract or renegotiate. And I'm just wondering how many of those coffee machines are going to be in future rental deals after listening to you.
Well, you have to do everything to get the client over the line, don't you? So, yeah, whatever it takes.
I believe that you've done a little bit of camping. I'm interested to hear how this went out in the desert.
Oh, the camping is incredible. So we're coming into camping season in Dubai because the weather's getting cooler. It's about 24 degrees today, actually, which is really pleasant. And there's an area called the Dubai Desert Conservation Reserve, which is about 70 kilometers southeast inland from Dubai. So it's just sand dunes and valleys for miles and beautiful old skeleton trees. You really feel like you're in the middle of nowhere, even though it doesn't actually take that long to get there. So you can either hire tents and have people provide camping equipment for cooking and portable toilets, or you can, of course, bring your own and just choose a random spot. I have to say, so I'm obviously from Australia where there's a phrase, everything can kill you because there's spiders and snakes and sharks and jellyfish. But I was terrified of the scorpions in the desert. But luckily the tent that we had was raised above the ground, so we didn't see any scorpions. I'm really, really happy to report. The one thing I will say though is that the sunset is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen from the desert. And then when the stars come out, it's just horizon to horizon. And then we were really, really lucky in the morning, just as the sun was rising, we heard this noise. We popped our heads out of the tent and there was a herd of camels just wandering through. So it was just really beautiful. I recommend it to anyone who's here.
Well, that's good. So, yeah, you want to avoid all of the scorpions and not get run over by the camels. And I will let you get out and amongst that real estate today in Dubai.
Thank you so much, Craig. I can't wait to tell you about the next deals.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.